Welcome back to another episode of I Love You But You're Wrong with Lydia and Ryan. In today's episode, we're going to go over a few new things this week. I think Ryan has an article. And then we're going to do a discussion of our buying our first home and all of the fun that's come with that.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'll tell you what.
And then we're going to just go through like a little update about our lives. And then we're going to close and talk about next week.
Yep. And where you can find us. Do you want to give them your Instagram or not?
No.
No, you don't want to? Okay. Well, we're working on making either an Instagram or a Twitter for us, for the podcast, so that you guys can know what's going on and get some updates, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But we can start off with your weekly find. What do you got?
You were starting with your article,
actually. Starting with me?
Yes.
Okay. So I found, which I think is really interesting, I found an article in BBC on their tech page talking about how an AI in Paris made a portrait that sold for $432,000. $432,000. That's insane. It was artificial intelligence made. They suspected that it was only going to sell for $7,000 to $10,000, right? So it goes in and blows it out of proportion. It's insane. And then, so apparently how it was done was it used an algorithm that had a data set of 15,000 portraits painted between the 14th and 20th century, all right? And so it kept them working until it could not find a difference between its painting and the painting that was created then. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a replica?
Yeah, it's a replica. But you got to think about like the implications of that. So this Paris team can now basically make a replica of any portrait they want to.
But did the people buying it know it was fake?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, it has blemishes, I'm sure. But I mean, think about it'll be better in 10 years to the point where you can't tell the difference. So say the Mona Lisa, they wanted to use the Mona Lisa and use AI to just make the Mona Lisa again.
I guess.
Isn't that crazy? I find that crazy.
Very crazy.
Because I mean, everybody's scared of AI right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you hear about Elon Musk talk about him. He talks about it like it's not a good thing. We're not ready for it. He was saying, basically, it's going to get to the point where you're going to need a strobe light to be able to see a robot moving. Because they can move so fast. He said it's terrifying.
A strobe light? A strobe light flash?
So you can see where it is. It's going to flash, and then you'll see where it is, because it will move so fast. I heard him talking about
it. Oh, that flashes when it moves?
Yeah, I guess.
Because if it was just flashing, then it would make it even harder to see.
Strobe light. It was Joe Rogan were talking about it.
Okay.
And, yeah.
But that doesn't make sense, unless it flashes when it moves.
It must. It must flash when it moves. But that's what he was saying. He was saying we're going to need
it. Strobe light, then that would be harder to see.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Where did you find this article?
On BBC.
Do you regularly read BBC?
I don't read BBC that often.
I was going to say, I don't think you read BBC.
No, I don't read BBC that often. Normally, I find my stuff on Reddit, but I also found something else, which I thought was even more interesting.
Sound really smart that you read the BBC.
I don't read
and
BBC.
And found an artificial intelligence.
I don't think I read BBC. But no, I found it on BBC. Did you hear about the bear attack up in British Columbia?
No.
About this guy, his dog was out back, right?
Is it sad?
No, it's not sad. So, his dog was outside, and there was a mama bear with, I think, either two or three cubs. This is all on video. And so, he goes outside to go scare this bear off, and he's got a shotgun, right? And so, the mama bear starts charging him. And it looks like she had to have been, like, 50 feet away, and she was within, like, 5 feet.
They run really fast.
And that's what I'm saying. It was within 5 feet of him, probably in less than a second. It was insane how fast that thing freaking ran. So he shoots it in the face with a shotgun to get away, right? He shot it in the face with a shotgun, with birdshot.
So it is sad.
No, listen. It walked it off and start charging him again. He barely got away. It's crazy.
Yeah, is the bear okay?
Yeah, bears are insane. Bears are like, they walk that stuff off all the time. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I thought it was nuts. So, I mean, we'll put all that in the show notes if any of you are interested. Probably not. I think it's fun. But
Ryan likes to find things that he thinks is interesting.
I mean, don't we all? I mean, I'd hope so.
Okay, so this week, I didn't really find, like, an article or anything. Kind of wasn't really thinking about it.
Oh, yeah?
But yesterday we were talking about how we haven't really been making dinner all the time. And I've kind of just been eating, like, beef jerky and Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, the wonders of pregnancy.
For food. So we went through and we found some recipes. And then we went to the grocery store today to get stuff to make two of them for this week. So this week we're making, what was it, the Hamburger Helper replica? Mm-hmm.
It's like one. A dairy-free hamburger helper.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
I'm allergic to dairy, so yeah. They have to be dairy-free. So we got that one. And then we also got stuff to make this, like, chow mein chicken teriyaki. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't find chow mein noodles. So if anyone knows where you can find them, you should comment. Because
you can find them all over the place.
Well, they're not at Safeway. So we got linguine. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
But we thought it would be really expensive, actually. And then, like, the stuff for the recipes, which... Like, we had to get, like, big things of spices and sauces, which we won't use the whole thing in the recipe, was only, like, $50 for two things. And the recipes, like, they make more than two servings. So, like, that's pretty cheap.
Well, to put it in perspective, the chow mein is supposed to serve 8 servings, I think.
6.
6? It was 6 or 8.
I don't know how much the Hamburger Helper is. Probably 8 or
probably.
6.
Probably. I mean, you got, a pound of ground beef, so.
Yeah, that makes 4.
Yeah, it makes 4 servings, then. Only as much meat as you got, you know?
But the noodles make 8, so it's probably, like, 6. But anyways...
yeah, anyways. Whatever.
So that's what I found this week.
We found recipes.
We'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm a good cook. Ryan's not. So...
Oh, okay. Why? Because I burned 2 eggs. I burned 2 eggs, and now I'm a horrible cook. That's how it is. At least I try and cook, you know? Could be worse. I could just not cook at all.
He microwaves hot dogs.
Like, yeah, we don't have a grill.
That's his extent of cooking.
We don't have a grill.
Okay.
Anyway.
So.
Let's not get into my whole.
For our discussion today, we said
expertise.
We were going to be talking about our new house that we bought. Well, it's not new. It's not a new house. It's new to us. About the house that we bought. We bought it on April 6th. Mm-hmm. And the buying process was really easy, actually, because we knew the guy and we knew the people we were buying it from.
Right.
It was just a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, it was a ton of paperwork. But basically, the big thing was is that we thought we needed to save so much money to have a house, right? To even think about buying a house. But we're in Maryland, and I don't know how it is in every state, but you get certain, like, kickbacks for being a first-time home buyer in Maryland. So it was actually relatively easy and relatively painless, right?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was just, I think it was easier because we knew everyone involved.
Yeah.
And we didn't really look around at other houses. So this house we're in now, it's a townhouse. Ryan grew up here when he was in second grade to, like, fifth grade?
Second grade to, yeah, sixth grade.
So, like, for, like, 3 or 4 years of when he was younger. And then this guy that his dad worked with bought it from his dad.
Yeah, my dad's
and
assistant.
And then we bought it from... that guy. Like, no one else owned the house. So we bought it from his friend's dad still. So we know it was, like, well, we thought it was, like, in good hands.
Well, it was in good hands.
It was in good hands. There's just some things.
No, they kept this house really well done, I think.
Yeah, the house is very nice. There's just a couple of things that have caused some issues.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, this house was built in, what, 88, I think?
In the 80s,
yeah. Yeah, 88. My parents bought it in 98, I think, something like that. So it was about 10 years old, huh?
Not 98.
When was it?
I don't know, but you weren't 5.
Oh, I guess that's true.
I don't like know, 2000 or 2002.
Yeah. So, okay, so there you go, yeah. 2000-something. So it was already 12 years old. Now, the house is probably, what, now... 25 years old, something like that. It was 14 years.
30.
After, is it 30 88 now?
88 plus 30 is 2018.
Okay, anyway.
He's really good at math.
A fantastic math. And I work with math all day, so that's good.
So, okay, let's talk about the house because we're getting off track.
Oh, yeah, we're derailing. So, go ahead. You're the one who's been going crazy recently, so.
I think we both freaked out. Okay, so the first incident... I was at someone else's house babysitting, and I get a text from Ryan that there was a bat in the house.
So, yeah, she was babysitting. It was about 11 o'clock at night. And so way our house is set up, I have my computer and my desk in the front room and everything. And then you can walk right through an open doorway, come right into the kitchen. It's basically an open concept. And so I hear banging around over here because the light was still on in the kitchen. And I hear banging around. And I'm like, Maggie, our dog starts freaking out. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. So it goes away. And then I'm sitting there, and it starts banging around again. Don't ask me why I didn't check it out in the first place. I don't know. But then I go go in there, and I look around, and the door to our basement's sitting open. So behind our door, I hear like little freakouts, right? So I'm like, what is that, man? So I go, and I look around, and I think it's a mouse. I'm like, there's a freaking mouse in here. So I go over to the door. I open up the door a little bit. And then I see it open its wings up. And I'm like, oh, that's not a mouse. So it picks up, flies across the room, goes, hits the wall, the other side of the wall of the kitchen, flies behind our knives, and then hides there in the shadow. I can hear it freaking out. So I go over there. I have nothing to pick it up with. So I'm like, I'm not grabbing this with my bare hands. Because if you didn't know, if bats bite you,
everyone knows that.
Not everybody knows that, Lynn.
They have rabies.
Yeah, like 1% of them carry rabies. You will die. But yeah, you will die. No, you have to go get your rabies shot.
You will die.
But, so, I take my hat, and I scoop it up in my hat, and throw it outside, thinking, okay, I don't know, maybe it flew in the door or something. But, little did we know.
So then, the next night, I was home, and I was in the kitchen, like, in the middle of the night because I was hungry, and I heard a noise, and it was a mouse. So we had mouse traps. We put mouse traps out. But then as I hear this mouse, I hear something else in the front room.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was another bat.
In the front room.
In the front room.
So where my desk and stuff is.
So it was on the same level.
Right.
But it was in a different room. And I had been home all night, so I knew I hadn't left any doors open. The first night, I thought Ryan just left a door open.
Which I'm going to do.
So, the second night, we were like, okay, there was no doors open. How did it get in here? So, I was freaked out, obviously. I think, we left that night.
I don't think we didn't leave that night. We left the next time.
Okay, so we stayed that night.
Yeah, I went and well, what we did was we opened up the front door and the back door. On that level. So we have French doors in our
back. To get it out, yeah. They don't need to hear how we got it out every time.
Okay, we'll see. Never mind.
That would be very long because there was 8 of them. So then the next night there was another bat up in our bedroom when I woke... No, this was the one I woke up in the morning and you were getting ready for work.
So, I get up about 5
he gets up around 5. 5:30.
Whatever.
Got up around 5:30, and I'm laying in bed still, and he's downstairs making lunch or whatever, and I look up, and there's literally a bat flying over top of my head in our bedroom, which is on the second floor. So it wasn't on the same floor, and it wasn't in the same room. It was somewhere else. So obviously, I freak out, and I run downstairs and tell Ryan there's a bat up there, and he has to get it.
Yeah, naturally.
So then, like, we were like, okay, we need to call an exterminator. So we called an exterminator. We had this guy come out. He didn't see any signs of any bats, didn't see any in the attic or anything, didn't see where they could come in or out. They basically just told us to sit outside the house and watch for bats. But, like, okay, we see bats, but we can't really tell when they're flying in your house, and we're not going to sit out there for 2 hours every night.
Right.
Especially because there's mosquitoes. So then that...
Freaked you out.
But right. What was the night? There was another night. There was another bat. And we went to his parents' house.
That was...
To sleep.
That was that night.
No, that was the morning when I found
it. Oh, you know what? It was the next night we found a bat in our bedroom again.
Yeah. Because
it was that big one.
Yeah, we went... No, it wasn't the big one yet.
Oh, no?
No, the big one was after the stabbing.
You know... Oh, yeah, after the stabbing. After the murder that happened in our house.
So we, So then, like, the next night or whatever, there was another bat at some point
in our room.
Right after the exterminator had come in our bedroom.
Yep.
And so we called his parents, and they only live like 10 minutes away. So we went to his parents' house for the night and stayed in his niece, who's 3 years old, her bed. Yeah. So that was fun.
She just got her own little queen-size bed because my sister, her mom, just had another kid. So my mom watches them, and she needed the crib for the other kid, obviously. So they get an antique bed that has been through our family. So she's got rails on it and everything. They've got two dogs there. They're all trying to sleep on the bed. Maggie's trying to sleep on the bed. We got rails up. It was a whole mess.
There was like 20 pacifiers in the bed.
Yeah, at least.
Because she's obsessed. But yeah. But at least there weren't bats, so that was fun. And then, so whatever. So my dad was like, oh, well, I know this exterminating company too. They do work at my family's restaurant. But the guy he normally uses wasn't available, so they sent this other guy. And I was like, okay. So Ryan's at work, and I'm at the house because it's still summer, and I'm a teacher, so I was still at the house. And so this guy, like, comes in, he's looking all around, and oh, no, that was, so we heard a bat in the kitchen vent.
Oh, that's right, that's why we left.
And I literally, and Maggie was sniffing at the vent, and we heard it in there.
Yep.
And I was like, put something on it, so we put the trash can on it,
yep.
And that's when we left, because I was like, I am not doing this. I'm leaving. So then the next day we came home, I was terrified to move the trash can. I was terrified I was going to come home and there was going to be a bat there, but there was no bat. So I told the guy, I said, we think they're in the vents because they're getting on different levels. They're getting in different rooms. There's no way they're coming
in
a
door.
It's like
Mission Impossible for freaking bats.
Like, we already had another guy come out and expense for like big holes or like traces of them in the ceiling, like the attic or whatever. And he, like, didn't believe me that they were in the vents. He was like, oh, no, the vents are too small.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're not coming out of the vents. And I was like, okay, well, like, we heard one in the kitchen vent. That's why the trash can's over it. And he was like, in this vent? And I was like, yeah. And he moved the trash can. And there was a bat wedged between, yeah, like, the vent cover and, like, the actual, like, air vent part. Like, wedged in there. Like, asleep, obviously, because it was during the day.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, huh, there one is. I was like, yep.
Yeah, like, what do you tell this guy?
So he was like, first off, Ryan is just, at that point, you were just my boyfriend, or were we engaged then? I think you were just my boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't think we were engaged yet.
So I said, my boyfriend.
No, we were engaged, because remember, you said my fiance, and okay, he kept calling me your husband.
Yeah, whatever. He, like, asked me if Ryan had hunting knives, and I was like, no.
Yeah, no, I don't hunt.
And, like, I thought he just needed a knife to lift the vent up, and I was like, we have a pocket knife. So he goes, oh, I'm going to go out to my truck and I'll be right, my car, and I'll be right back. And he hands me this net, but the holes in the net look like you're catching like salmon. Like they're giant holes.
Yeah.
Like a bat would not be caught in the net. So I don't know why he handed me that. And he left it uncovered. So it was just like there and he left me with it.
So was the bat like looking around at this point?
No, it was asleep.
It was asleep. Damn.
He easily could have just like
grabbed it
and moved it. So whatever, he comes back and he has one of those sticky traps, you know, like you peel the paper apart in the middle is sticky and you can like mice get stuck to them or whatever. So I'm like thinking in my head, like, how is he going to get the bat off? Because you're not supposed to kill bats. I don't know if we said that.
Yeah, no, we didn't. They're protected species.
They're protected. So we couldn't just like fume the house or get rid of them like inhumanely. So,
I mean, it's still inhumanely, but either way, anyway.
So we couldn't do anything to get them out of the house, basically, besides plug the holes they're coming in.
Right.
So he has the sticky trap, and I'm in my head, like, how is he going to get the bat off of this trap?
Right.
And so he, like, peels it apart to get the sticky part, and then it gets stuck to the kitchen floor.
Naturally.
So he's like, oh, okay. So then all of a sudden he just, like, has this knife and literally stabbed the bat.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're
and
standing
And I was just standing there.
Yeah, you're
and
standing
And I'm like, I just backed up, and he just kept stabbing, and he goes, it's really tough to get him. Their bones collapse in or something. Want to make sure this guy's dead. Don't want to get bit by one of these. And I'm just like, okay, first off, you're not supposed to kill. I didn't say this. I was just sitting there. He's just like, okay.
But like, because you don't do.
You're not supposed to kill bats. Why are you stabbing a bat before even warning me? I'm standing right here. Like, it was just asleep. Don't stab it. Like,
right.
So whatever. I text Ryan, and I go, he was like, how's it going? I said, he literally just killed, like, stabbed a bat.
Oh, no. Okay, so you sent me about 10 text messages. I didn't say anything. You sent me about 10 text messages back to back to back to back to back.
And I'm like, well, at first I told you, if there's anything you absolutely need, I don't want to take off work. I'd already taken off work a good bit. And I said, I don't want to take off work. If there's anything you absolutely need, let me know, and I'll come home. Or I'll talk to Leon on the phone, or whatever you need me to do. So I'm standing there, I'm thinking everything's going fine. And so I'm working, and then my phone starts going nuts. Like, well, ape shit.
Because he stopped it. So right. Then I was like, okay, Ryan, come home. I don't know what this guy's doing. But he literally just stabbed it, and then he, like, asked me for a plastic bag and asked me where our trash can was and just threw it in our trash can.
And then left, right?
And told me to bleach the vents.
Yeah, which is completely...
And I was like, okay.
Insane. How do you just get blood all over somebody's house and then say, oh, all you gotta do is bleach the vent?
And he was like, well, I don't see where they're coming in or going out, so there's nothing really I can do.
Right.
Okay, I didn't call you to come stab about it. I called you to figure out why we had bats. But thank you. Bye. Right. So whatever. Then we figured out, okay, they're in the vents. So we covered all of the vents, and then we also closed the basement door and put a towel down.
Yeah.
So,
he did recommend that, and that was good.
No, the other guy did.
Oh, was the other guy who said that?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
So then, the next night, I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and my back is to the basement door, and Ryan's facing the basement door. And we heard banging on the basement
door. Well, Maggie started freaking out first, because she starts freaking out, smelling underneath the door. And I'm, like, watching her do this, and she's, like, moving the towel out of the way and all this. And I'm like, okay, there's something going on there. Then I see a bat fly up the stairwell, hit the glass door, make a huge bang, and Lydia's like, what was that? And I didn't want to freak her out, so I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. And so I'm sitting there, and then I hear it bang again. It's trying to come up here. It sees the light, I guess. So it's banging and banging. And at this point, Lydia's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I think there's a bat downstairs.
Dude, go upstairs. You said a bat.
Yeah. I said, I think there's a bat downstairs. Just go upstairs. I'll take care of it. So I grabbed the towel that was covering up the door. And I went
upstairs.
Meanwhile, it's flown back down the stairwell into the basement.
And it's been like 30 minutes. And he comes up. He goes.
You're skipping ahead.
Okay.
You're skipping ahead. I'm telling a story here, Lyd.
It's taking a while.
It's okay. Anyway, we'll tell the story. Anyway, so... I go downstairs. It's on the floor. And I'm like, all right. It's in the hallway. And then I see another one flying around our TV and around our fireplace down there. And it's banging in the walls and stuff. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This one seems subdued. It probably got a concussion. I don't even know. It hit this door really hard. And so it's just laying there. I'm like, all right, I'll deal with you later. I'm gonna go get this other one. Walk through. This thing is going AWOL. It's going apeshit. And so I'm assuming that was the male because it was black. I don't know too much about like the colorations.
Know if you can cuss.
Why can't we cuss?
I don't know if you can on here.
I'm sure you can. You can cuss on the podcast. Anyway, so he's flying around. He's pissed. And he like would fly towards me and then he would fly away. Because I had the towel up and I was trying to catch him. Meanwhile, I look like an idiot trying to catch this freaking bat because he's flying in. I'm getting fooled. I look like somebody that's just juked me out of my shoes. And so I'm standing there. I'm trying to catch this bat. Finally, oh no, before he stops, the other one flies from the other behind me in the hallway, flies behind me. They're double teaming me at this point.
You're being a little dramatic.
I mean, I'm getting... It's two versus one, eventually
got them outside.
Why are you talking over me, babe?
It's so loud and long.
Anyway, so I don't get these bats. They go up against the wall, and I go and I get the bats. And I throw one outside. The other one's hiding behind the curtains. And I slide the sliding door open. She flies out the back door, thankfully. So I come upstairs, and I let Lyd know. She's freaking out. And
No.
Go ahead.
They went outside, and then you closed the door, and you heard
them. Oh, that's right.
Them.
I did hear that.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Well, they go outside. I forgot about this. They go outside, and I hear them banging against the wall outside. I hear them banging against the wall outside, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, it's like bang, 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 bang. And then I hear them in the walls, banging around in the walls, in the fireplace, banging around in the fireplace.
So we put Gorilla glue tape on the fireplace vents.
Yes, there's two vents, one on top of the fireplace, one on the bottom of the fireplace. I know that's normal, but that's how ours is set up. So
you know that's normal, or you know that's not normal?
No, it's normal. I mean, I'm assuming it's normal, right? I know Chuck and Timmy have one. Anyway,
I just thought, I know that's normal, but that's how it's set up.
Yeah, that's how ours is set up. So I Gorilla tape those shut. And then there's an exhaust vent outside, which I had, at that point, thought that's how they were getting in.
So we taped that too.
Yeah, so I taped that up and
covered all of the vents.
Right.
In the house.
The vents were already covered.
So everything's taped, everything's covered. It's been 4 or 5 days now.
And nothing.
And nothing. No bats. And then we notice, we go upstairs one night and I turn on the light to go into the bathroom. And something dive bombs my head. So I run into the bathroom and close the door and tell Ryan there's a bat out there. And he's kind of stuck with it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, kind of stuck with it. So we're standing next to each other. You don't pull me into the bathroom, pull the dog into the bathroom or anything. You just run into the bathroom, slam the door shut, and yell through the door, "You're on your own." You said you're on your own. You gotta get it. I'm like, I'm on my own. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, I don't do bats. So Ryan notices that we have an ornament box covering one of the vents in our bedroom and an iron covering the other. Well, the iron wasn't completely over top of the vent.
It's an iron box.
So the vent was half uncovered. So we're like, okay, this guy was in the vent for like 4 or 5 days and he just got out. And he's freaking out, and he was giant, and he was mad. And
how do you know? You didn't even really see him.
Because
you
I
got
heard
a good
you.
Glimpse of him.
I heard you whacking him, and he landed on on our bed. So I was like, okay, we have to take all the comforters off because I'm not sleeping on that. And
well,
then,
let me, can I explain that little altercation? Since
no,
you, there?
You already explained a bad altercation, and it's so similar.
Not really,
so
because I was.
So basically, he caught it in the towel. And then he couldn't, like, hold on to it and go downstairs and open the door to let it out. So he's, like, calling me to open the door for him. And it's, like, shaking around and chirping in his hands. And then we threw it.
Meanwhile, I think I broke his leg or its wing.
Maybe. But we threw it outside.
And it just falls.
And it was gone the next day. Yeah. So.
Well, it eventually flew away. So I think I injured it. I don't think I broke anything.
I don't
know.
But
I felt a crunch.
So then we covered the vents up again. So that was back.
That was early September.
September?
Yeah, it was September.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was August.
Yet.
It was August.
Mm-hmm. So it was back in August. So the vents have been covered still.
Yep. Meanwhile, it was a hot August.
Recently,
really heavy sea.
This past week, we opened the basement vents. And about 2 days ago, we opened the main floor vents. Still have yet to open the upstairs vents. And now we sleep with the night light on.
So, not my idea. I would rather sleep in the dark, honestly.
So the bats have been really a fun part of the new house.
Oh, a fun part? Do we want to go into the other excitement that we found when we got into the house? With our basement back room?
The water?
The water that was all over our walls.
Okay.
I mean, we found the issue with that and we fixed it, so it's no big deal. But it was just fun.
Our neighbor, we're in a townhouse, so our neighbor was doing something with his water. Like, shop backing it. What?
Saying, sup, Mark, you might listen to this.
Oh, and
sup, Mark.
It kind of exploded in our basement. Yeah. He felt really bad. And, because he didn't know it was doing it. And we thought it was an issue with ours. But Ryan's, on the phone with his dad, who is, an electrician, plumber.
He's an elevator mechanic, so he's
a handyman. He does everything. And he was telling us to cut this part of our pipe, and we were like, oh, I don't know.
So he thought that it was a buildup in the where the handler is going into the exhaust or whatever it is. But
it was not.
He thought it was a buildup, so he's gonna have us cut the pipe and put a trash can or something underneath of it so we could see that if it was still flowing or not. So we could find out where the clog was. So we don't find anything. We don't cut it, thankfully. And the next day, I'm talking to Mark, our next neighbor, and he's like, yeah, we have, right around this time, it's so humid, we have water buildup in our back room pipe. And he's like, so I normally suck 20 gallons, he said, 20 gallons of water out. And He said, but I've also started to try and blow the clog out because it's got to be a clog. He said, so I'll flip the shop back and blow water back in. So little did we know, when he was doing that, it was hitting a clog down there, but it wasn't breaking the clog, so it was coming back up ours. Since ours is in a row, they're all connected. I'm not sure if that's how it's supposed to be or not. He was saying it might not be, but...
But that's what happened.
That's what happened. So it was blowing back water all over our back room. We could hear the water flowing up. And it was just like, right after the bat stuff, we knew they were in our vents.
So we've had freaking bats, out. We've had water, we've had mice, but I feel like that's like common in houses. We've had, how many have we caught? Three or four? Three or four mice.
Yeah, no, three mice.
Three mice, yeah. Other than that, though, everything has been working pretty well.
So now you said it. Now something's going to break. You better knock on that wood. But, yeah, it's you know, we'll see. If that's the worst that's going to happen to us, I'm happy with that.
We still have some projects that we have to do around the house. We want to paint. We're going to paint three rooms. We've gotten one of them painted. We have two more. We have the paint and stuff. It's just finding the time to do it.
Yeah.
What else? We might need to get a new roof sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. That's what I meant to say earlier, is that this house is 30 years old. Roofs only last normally 25, 28, I think he said. We had an inspector come through. So, he said, you're going to need a new roof soon. So, our ridge vent was all bent up, out of shape. And so, it's letting air in. We thought the bats were coming in there at first, but they weren't. And so me and my dad went up on the roof, caulked everything up, sealed it, the whole ridge vent. And so little did we know.
Where are you going with this?
Little did we know, there's another hole over near where our flue is for our chimney.
Yeah, just a small one. So we have to close that.
We got to close that because that's where the bats were coming from. I'm 99.9% sure. I went up in the attic and there was a opening where you can see all the insulation was moved, where they were going down into the ventilation system.
So what's your least favorite part about having a new house?
My least favorite part? Painting. That's not fun. What's your least favorite part? Tell me.
How expensive everything is, because you see all this cool stuff that you want to put in your house, then you're like, oh, that costs a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, not to mention. Like, yeah, especially
like
when you're
Home Goods and like Michaels and like all this stuff that you like want to make your house look nice and decorated and actually look like a house. But then it all costs a lot of money. Yeah. So right now, that's...
Well, is there something you would have done differently if you were able to do this whole process again of buying a house? Is there anything you'd do differently? I think, if anything, maybe just set aside a certain amount of money saying, okay, this is going to be for furniture or something, you know?
No.
Because we got lucky. Most people aren't like us, where we came in and my grandmother said, okay, I'll help you furnish some of the house. So, and I also had, a recliner in my room. I already had a bed. We got a free couch from your neighbors. I already had a desk. You had a desk. We got a free futon. I mean, we got a lot of stuff, bookshelf, all kinds of stuff. But most people aren't in our situation. So I think if you want to think about that, because if you're buying your first house, set aside a certain amount of money where you could go to, say, like Wayfair. Set up a list. So you say, okay, this is what I'm going to want here. This is what I want to do. Plan your house out. And then you can set a certain amount of money that you know is going to be the right amount of money. I mean, the stuff could go on sale, obviously. And then you even have more money, you know. But I would definitely recommend that. If I could go back and do anything, I would go on the furniture website and think about the furniture. Think about even just like lamps or something like that. Does the house have lights in its ceilings, you know? Like, we didn't think about that, and then we get here, and we're like, oh, yeah, there's no lights in the ceilings. We got to have lamps in every room.
We had lamps.
We had lamps, but you don't think about that.
I guess.
You know?
I did.
Well, I didn't. So, but, yeah, that's if there was anything I could do, that's what
I would
do.
You would plan the furniture.
Plan furniture, set aside a certain amount of money. It doesn't have to be furniture. It could be anything, but furniture is a big part of the house, you know?
And we also have to, like, fix up our backyard, because right now it's kind of just like a dirt grass pit.
Well, we're never gonna have a yard because our dog constantly plays fetch. So yeah, she just tears
through the yard. So there's that. And then, what's your favorite part about buying a house?
Favorite part about buying a house is probably being able to be alone.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't have our parents with us anymore.
Like, having our own space, you
mean? Yeah, having our own space. Being able to decorate however we want to decorate. Like, we have two toasters. We like having toasters, apparently. You know, we have two toasters.
Well, one's a toaster oven and one's a toaster.
Still, that's still two toasters. We got a bunch of stuff. Like, I would never have it in my house. And, oh my gosh, it's so much more organized. Whew. I'm crazy. But, I mean, it's easy when it's two people who just organize stuff and things like that. But
yeah, we'll see once the baby comes along how organized we'll be.
Oh yeah, no kidding. We'll see.
All right. Well, that's our house discussion. It got a lot of off track and was basically just all about bats.
That's okay. It's all right.
That's fine.
Yeah, there's nothing good with that.
So now we're going to do life updates. Ryan, how's your life? What's your updates?
My life is fantastic. Working a lot.
Except not today.
Not today. Took off today.
He only works Monday through Friday.
Well, not always. I work Saturdays as well.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I'll work Saturdays and need it, but I work 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know? Which is, it's long hours. And, but yeah, other than that, it's good. Just trying to spend time with you while you're pregnant, you know? Trying to give you what you
need. Are you?
I am. I mean, I try to. What about you? How's your life doing? How's your pregnancy going, babe?
Well, we went to the doctor this week.
We did.
Mm-hmm. And we get to find out if it's a boy or girl in November 16th. Yep. So that's exciting because then we can plan like better. Yep. We've been trying to do like registries and stuff, and that's just a rabbit
hole. Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
There's a lot of different options. So that's, yeah. But teaching's been going well. The kids like to get me sick all the time. Well, it's my third year teaching, but first year as a lead teacher. Right. And little kids get sick all the time, so then I get sick all the time, which dishes. Then I get Ryan sick all the time. So right now we both have a cold, if we sound silly.
Silly.
And also it's Girl Scout cookie season, so have a giant case of Girl Scout cookies because I'm obsessed.
Shout out to the Girl Scouts. Girl sponsor.
So next week, oh, it's Halloween this week.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We're going to pass out candy, see how that goes, because it's our first year doing that.
Let us know. Do you guys dress up when you're handing out candy?
I thought we should. Ryan says no.
I don't think you should, but what do you guys do? Do you guys dress up? Do you guys really get into the festive season, I guess, of Halloween? It's very festive.
All right, so
but
there's that, and then it's November. So our next episode is going to be about, what do you want it to be about?
Pick
something off the list. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have a list of some things. Maybe the next one will be about money management because that is something I am good at and Ryan is not. He's getting better at it.
I'm much better at it now.
But we'll just talk about it next week. But that's what we're going to talk about. It kind of goes with buying a house, I guess, because you need money to do that and kind of goes with our jobs because that's where you get money. So, yeah, that's what's going to be next week.
Yep, next week coming up. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can find me on Instagram at Vyan, V-Y-A-N, _ Rickery, R-I-C-K-E-R-Y. If you want to check out
our Instagram. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put them in the show notes. I'll work on...
Ryan never posts on Instagram.
I never post, but I mean, hey, you want
to
be
so
my
I don't know why he would like you to follow him, but go ahead if you want to see no pictures.
Yeah. You can catch pictures of 2 years ago. But so, I'll work on making us an Instagram, making us maybe a Twitter, something like that.
Twitter. I don't do Twitter. I think it's for, like, middle schoolers, so...
I don't think so. I think it's for professionals, if you ask me.
Hmm.
There's a lot of professionals that use Twitter.
Anyway. I personally do not use Twitter.
Okay.
So anyway. If you want to follow me, you can see my Snapchat or my Instagram.
Okay. All right. And then if you want to follow the podcast,
or like Facebook, I'll make
one.
But
I'll make one up here soon. We'll put it in the show notes.
We'll figure it out. Clearly we haven't. So.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about it, evidently.
Well, I hope everyone has a good week and that you probably didn't make it to the end, but if you did, that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
All right.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.